So we followed our Lord. Jesus says, follow me. And we followed him into the desert. And being in the desert with our Lord, we practiced penance, prayer, and almsgiving. This was a time for us to seek his royal presence, not only in the Word of God, but in the way we live our life. To seek him as the foundation of life. He all knew that we needed food to nourish our physical body, but he wanted us to fast from what is good to focus on what is a greater good.
Yes.
And so we fasted, we prayed, we gave alms. We sought the face of our Lord in our neighbor, not just in this church and in ourselves, but we went out of ourselves, out of the church, to seek the presence of Jesus. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And so as the church called us to do this, we mature in our faith and our love for our Lord. And we follow our Lord into his public ministry. He came out of the desert, and he was led by the Spirit. He came out of the desert to preach, to teach, and to work miracles of healing. But he was destined to work the greatest miracle, the miracle of saving us at Calvary. Amen?
Yes, yes.
There was a father who was with his wife. She was pregnant. It was their first unborn child. And they're driving along on this highway, and it's at night. And all of a sudden, there's another car coming the opposite direction. This person was either drunk or on drugs because they're going the opposite direction of the traffic. And he had no way of swerving the car to get out of the way. And so the father who was driving, he took the steering wheel and he drove the car sideways so that the impact hit him only. And so he sacrificed his life so that his wife and his unborn child would live. And the reason we only know this, I saw it in the news before, is the mother said, this is what happened. This is exactly, she bared witness to what happened. Like we hear in the scriptures, witnesses.
Yes.
She was there.
Yes.
She wasn't hearing this story from another person or on the news. Mm-hmm. She was bearing witness to what happened. But we are all called to bear witness to what happened.
Amen.
To Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We are the witnesses of Christ who laid down his life for us. And we bear witness to that truth. And that's why we're called as disciples. That's why our Lord called us to celebrate and follow him, not just in his public ministry, but to the cross, to be the witness that Jesus is the one who is the King of Kings. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
And so we witness not only his death, we witness his resurrection. Amen?
Yes.
So that's why we're gathered here. We're gathered as believers that the Lord is not dead, but is risen.
Yes.
So this woman who was raising her daughter by herself, she ran into, she met this man who also had a child, and his wife died from a terminal illness. And they start to get to know each other, and eventually they got married. And the father was trying to cook a meal. He wasn't really good at cooking, but he wanted to cook, you know, this meal for his child and her child. And the mother's daughter wasn't, you know, familiar with the meal that he cooked. And so she didn't want to taste it. She didn't want to eat it. She didn't want to try it. She just thought, like, you know, she doesn't know what it is. She didn't want to taste it. And he tried to encourage her to taste it, you know, just try it and see if you liked it. After she tasted it, she liked it. So the disciples, Peter, John, all the disciples, the apostles, what Jesus was revealing was a mystery. Just like the child that didn't have that meal, it's a mystery. There's a sense of darkness where you don't understand what our Lord is saying and doing.
Yes.
But in Jesus' passion is a mystery. We say this is the mysteries of our faith.
Yes.
He entered into the Paschal mystery. So we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
So when our Lord was crucified, they saw it as the end. His ministry is over. He's dead. He's in the tomb. But Mary Magdalene, she didn't believe he was risen. She came there because she loved him.
Amen.
And
Amen.
She wanted to do something for Jesus.
Yes.
But she goes to the tomb. She has no strength to remove that huge stone. But she wanted to do something for our Lord. And she sees him, but she does not recognize him. Only when he says her name, then she realized it's him. Her eyes are open. So the mystery, she tasted the mystery by her faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
Her faith is what helped her to see the mystery by seeing Jesus as alive, not dead. Because without that faith, she can't see that he's alive.
Yes, amen.
But this was the first time, understand, that she saw Jesus in his resurrected body.
Yes.
That's what was new. What was new was Jesus, who walked the earth before his resurrection, that was a Jesus that looked different than how he looked in his risen body. It wasn't the same. Something changed radically. But she can't articulate what that change is. She calls him a gardener. He says her name. Then she says, oh, it's you. But what changed? It's the same Jesus. But his body is somehow different. It's mysterious. But once he says her name, that's what turns the lights on. And she said, oh, it's Jesus. And she wants to hold Jesus. She wants him to be the same as he was before. But he says, no. He is risen, and his relation with her is different, right?
Amen.
You know, when we lose a loved one, when someone dies, it's a great tragedy, right? We lose someone that we love.
Yeah.
When you read an obituary, and you read that obituary, if somebody reads the obituary, you read it, does that mean you know that person? Just because you read when they were born, what kind of job they had, what kind of outreach they did, their virtues, outreach to the community or the church. Just because you read that list, does that mean you actually know that person? Would you actually say that you have a relationship with that person just by reading an obituary or meeting an individual on occasions? Can you say that's really a relationship?
No.
I would say no, right?
When
you look at the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders, they read the Torah. They knew all about God. They knew the facts, right? They knew these things about where he would be born. They knew that. They said Bethlehem, the token Herod, that's where he's going to be born. They knew all these facts, these truths about God. But they didn't know God. They didn't have faith in God. They read about God. They knew facts about God, but they didn't have a living faith. So they didn't have a relationship with God. So that understanding, that knowledge, did not bear fruit for salvation. Because when God came in the flesh, they rejected him. So that was a sign, not that they were believers, but that they were non-believers. And our Lord wanted to make that crystal clear. He said, those who have faith in him will have life. Those who will not have life. Because he came to reveal the mystery of the incarnation, God taking on flesh and being among us, so that we got to know God personally. No more this distance where the people of God could not read the Torah. They were mostly illiterate. They heard the word of God in the temple, Sabbath after Sabbath, which was a Saturday for them. But our Lord preached and teach everywhere. The temple was the field, the lake. He expanded the temple to anyone who would willing to listen. He went into people's homes to preach the gospel. So the temple was not in this synagogue where people may or may not go and people cannot even read the Torah, but he was the Torah. He was the Word of God. And he met people where they were. But he gave them a choice. You can taste the mystery with faith. You can get that spoon and taste the mystery as faith, get a consume that grace of God. And then you say, wow. Just like that little girl who didn't know what that meal was. Then you're in awe, like, this tastes good. This truth that God is revealing to me in the person of Jesus Christ, it feels good. I feel like this is right. This is good for my soul. This is good for my spirit. It's not poison. It's food that's going to help me to grow and have this power and the strength to follow Jesus. Not only to Calvary, but the empty tomb. And so when Peter and John ran, they ran. They said, okay, Mary Magdalene said, the tomb is empty. Jesus is risen. They don't believe her. They run to the tomb. And St. John, evangelist, he stops out of deference for St. Peter. He said, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to let Peter get in first. He's the leader. So he stops. He's looking over. And then Peter enters into the tomb. And he doesn't quite understand. It doesn't say that he believed. But remember, in the gospel said, when St. John, evangelist, saw, and he saw his clothes wrapped on the stone, neatly, he thought to himself, oh, he's alive. Jesus is risen. He believed. At that moment when he saw, St. Peter wasn't there yet. He's the prince of the apostles, the first pope, but he wasn't there yet. There's different levels to intimacy and faith in our Lord. And we know Our Lady had the highest level. Right? Our Lady on this side had the highest level. And of course, St. Joseph second. But when St. Peter saw Jesus, when he saw him, then he believed. But he had to see his body, just like Mary Magdalene. But he had to see with eyes of faith. And then he believed. St. Peter then believed. So the question for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is, do we believe that our Lord is risen?
Yes.
Say amen if you do.
Amen. Yes.
If our Lord is risen, if he's truly risen, then he calls us each one by name to bear witness to his resurrection. It can't be a witness behind this building, this church. If Jesus is truly risen and we are witnesses to his crucifixion and his resurrection, then we have to spread that message to everyone we meet. Because isn't that what the apostles did? The mission was follow Jesus. And then after they followed him, right, they saw his risen body, he sent them out. He said, I'm not going to come and teach and preach the word the way I did in the past. There's no more of that. The mystery of my revelation to communicate the gospel is through all of us. We are the apostles. If you have eyes to see with faith and ears to hear with faith, then we are the apostles. If we are the apostles, then the message has to be proclaimed by us. We can't be ashamed to proclaim that Jesus is risen, because the world does not believe that. It's in darkness. They don't see that Jesus is risen. They say, no, he's dead. He was a historical figure, a man that lived, that died. They acknowledge he walked the earth. They acknowledge he died. But there's no acknowledgement that he is risen by non-believers. But the church throughout the whole world is celebrating his resurrection.
Amen.
The voice of God is heard. Amen?
Amen?
So our Lord calls us to spread the good news. Just like St. Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
She was an apostle.
Yes.
St. Peter, St. John.
Yes.
All the disciples that were in the upper room at Pentecost, every one of them were sent out to proclaim the good news, to bear witness. If we bear witness to Jesus while we're here, our Lord said when we go, he will bear witness to his Father about us.
Yes.
He says, anyone who denies me on earth, he will deny in heaven. Anyone who acknowledges me as Lord and God on earth, he will acknowledge in heaven before his angels. He will acknowledge that we are his disciples. Because it's by what we do and how we live that we bear witness to Christ. The good news is in us. Sure, we have our shortcomings. Sure, we struggle with sin. But the truth is, we always receive healing from the power of God's mercy. Because the apostles were not perfect. They struggle with their faith. They struggle with sin. But our faith in our Lord, when we are one, we can overcome our sin. We can overcome our weakness. Just as last night we had the Easter Vigil, it turned from darkness into light. All the lights were turned off. And there was a gradual procession where each light was turned on. And the Paschal light was the source of each light. Every candle that was lit was not lit by a single flame, by a lighter. I bless the fire with the prayers that the church gives, focusing on Christ as the light in the world, our Savior. And once that blessing of the fire, this candle was lit from that fire, and that light lighted all the candles in the whole church and all the candles on the altar. It goes back to seeing as Christ as the source of our life. The God who redeems us is the God who redeems us.
Yeah.
And he helps us to follow him, to sanctify us. So our Lord calls us to bear witness. The question is, will you bear witness to our Lord who is risen? Will you acknowledge his resurrection so that others may come and see the goodness of the Lord? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.